Hey, I'm Rachel Peterson, marketing expert and queen of social media. The question entrepreneurs are always asking is, how do I make social media work? How do I make money with social media for my clients and for myself? We're going to break it down on this episode of Social Media Secrets. Hey guys, I am so excited. Why? Well, because it's Wednesday, always a good day to be excited, but also because today I'm interviewing someone who, by the way, look at how magnetic Val looks. I was just like, what? You're going to show up like that? That is just so fun. But everything that Val does is honestly very magical. If you haven't gotten to know Val yet, you need to. And that's what we get to do a little bit today. So Val, thank you so much for joining us. Can you share with everybody a little bit about who you are and kind of what your journey has been so far?
Yeah, of course. First of all, thank you for having me on here. Like, this, as an introvert, like, this is scary for me. So definitely have to, like, you know, learn how to push through out of my comfort zone. But for me, you know, I went to college for marketing. Like, I knew pretty early on that I wanted to be, like, in this space somehow. And I saw myself working for, like, an ad agency down the road and definitely playing that safe route of, like, having that career, you know, for 30 years and retiring from, like, the same job. And I think really putting myself into that role, I realized that I wanted to do so much more than that. Like, I didn't want to limit myself to, like, the 9-to-5 or even limit, like, things like my income and my lifestyle. Like, I realized early on, like, I graduated in 2010, which was, like, the brink of the recession. And I was graduating college. Like, my path, my journey has not been the typical one. I was a teen mom. I had both my kids in college. So I think that made me even more determined to go ahead and just finish through my education. It was more of a personal decision. Although now I realize that, like, you do not need a college degree to be successful, like, at all. But for me, it was just more of a personal thing. You know, I was one of the first in my family to graduate. So it was a big deal, like, just personally. So, you know, I definitely learned by doing. Like, a lot of people say, like, oh, like, no wonder you ended up being a marketer, you went to school for marketing. But, like, everything I learned in college, like, none of that. None of the things that I do now, I learned in college. Nobody was teaching me how to do Facebook ads. Nobody was teaching me how to, like, start an online business. All of that, like, I literally just learned by doing. And, like, in college, I started my very first, like, business or, like, side hustle was building websites. So that was a way for me to, like, one, have, like, a flexible way of making money while being a student, and also managing mom life. You know, like, I could not have, like, a job where I was making minimum wage. Like, it was just not in the cards for me. I just couldn't, like, really settle for that. So I had to create my own opportunity, and that's how, like, creating websites for people. And I was building, like, nothing, like, super beautiful or customized. Like, I was building, like, $300 websites here and there, but $300 for me was a big deal back then. Like, that's how much I used to make, like, at my retail jobs in a week. So plus I had to, like, you know, hire babysitters and, like, put up the cost for, like, childcare. So yeah, like, really creating that opportunity for myself. And then I've always been a fashionista. I've always been into fashion, and I had this, like, really big handbag addiction. But I started selling handbags, some of my collection and some other bags that, like, people had kind of consigned with me, like, online. I built this, like, very hideous website, and, like, but it worked, right? Like, it sold my purses. It built up a small little business, and, like, in over 4 years, I grew that. And it was through digital marketing, and especially email marketing, that allowed me to sell that business 4 years later. And then at that point, I was graduating college, and I was able to not worry so much about finding a job right away. I could stay home with my kids and almost, like, take a break, like, take a breather for, you know, a year and a half to raise my kids and to just figure out what I really wanted to do with my life.
That's amazing. A couple of things I want to point out, because I think that these things will resonate with different people. It's one thing to be an online personality and to build a business completely online. And I think there's a common misconception that you have to be extroverted and super, super outgoing and comfortable all the time. And that works for some people. Like, I am very extroverted by nature, but I have a lot of friends who are introverted and get shy about hopping on camera. And I love that you shared that. What was the biggest, like, resistance, or, you know what I mean? Like, what kept you saying it's safer to not be, you know, out there online? Because I think that'll help a lot of people watching.
Yeah, like, I think a lot of it is mindset. Unfortunately, you know, even just a few years ago, I think I was just operating in a very poor mindset, and I didn't, like, part of that took away from, like, my confidence online, and I was like, nobody wants to see this awkward, like, literally socially awkward woman, like, stutter away, say likes and you knows, you know, like, no, it's no tomorrow, like, but what I've learned over time is that people appreciate, like, authenticity, like, people appreciate seeing you go up there and, like, conquer your fears. Like, I've definitely been in the audience and, like, the speakers aren't even that great, but I'm so inspired that they have the courage to just be up there. I'm like, okay, they have the balls to do that and I don't, like, but they're inspiring me to at least start trying to be that person. And I don't ever, like, I've never really aspired to become an extrovert, but I definitely feel like my introverted personality has played to my benefits, like, in many situations, like, especially in the corporate world. Like, I landed almost every job I interviewed for based on, like, the fact that, like, I'm so good one-on-one. And that's what, like, a lot of the feedback I got was, like, wow, like, you kind of blew us away just being one-on-one. Now, putting me in front of, like, 100 people, that's a whole different story. But, you know, it's definitely about, and I appreciated the fact that, like, a lot of my mentors and my bosses in the 9-to-5 world, they challenged me. Like, I had a boss one time tell me, like, you're giving this presentation to the entire company. And it's 150 people across, you know, 4 divisions. And it was horrible. Like, I was literally, like, the microphone, like, I'd be talking and the microphone would be, like, over here, like, yeah, you know, like, and, like, or you could hear me, like, shaky, like, oh, hi, everybody. It was so horrible. But, like, I would have never done that if, like, it literally, if my job didn't depend on it, basically. But she told me, she's like, I'm going to make you push yourself out of your comfort zone, because nobody has ever pushed you. You're not going to push yourself. So I think definitely having those people around you to, like, help you grow, like, that's so important. So, and, like, and also, like, I know what it's like to want, like, the impact. Like, you can definitely have an online business and a profitable online business and stay behind the scenes. Like, that's, there's never been an easier time, I think, in history, you know, to do just that than it is today. Like, today you can literally just start a business, start marketing yourself, and you don't necessarily have to be doing Facebook Lives every single day. Like, I'm proof of that. But what I'm lacking, and I know that, is the impact that I want to make. Like, I want to change lives with my business. I want to change lives with my gifts. And I'm not going to do that hiding behind the camera screen. Like, nobody's going to know me. They might hear my name from time to time, but they don't know my personality. They don't know, you know, I definitely don't, I'm almost like weakening my know, like, and trust factor by not getting in front of the camera. And, like, the worst that can happen is, like, nobody shows up or somebody points out you got a booger in your nose or something like that. But, like, I think, like, I just have so much respect for people who just go out and do it and just, you know, done is better than perfect. Like, always.
Absolutely. And we've got a couple of different people commenting saying, yep, another introvert here, introvert trying to find her voice and find her strength. Even just watching this, I know people are like, that girl has something. Like, even if it's not center stage in front of 20,000 people, there's something special about you. And it's almost like an extraness. Like, that's the best word to, you know, use. Girl, you are extra. Know more. Like, I'm sure people watching are like, I want to know more about Val. She's intriguing and exciting, and there's some kind of, like, it factor. I don't know how to explain it. But another thing that I really want to point out, because we've shared a lot about, like, your backstory, is how far you've come. Because I think you joined SMU and didn't really waste any time. I think, wasn't it, like, really fast that you ended up joining the social clique? It was fast, I thought.
I want to say, like, maybe 2 months in. And honestly, like, I'll be totally honest. Like, I think I purchased the dollar trial And I didn't even dive in until like maybe the end of that first month. And that's when I started like regularly just like being really active in the Facebook group. Like this was the first time in my whole life as a social media manager that I ever connected with other like people in my industry, like doing the exact same thing. And I remember thinking, like, just 2 years ago when I was a social media manager in the corporate world, like, I'm like, where are my people? Like, where are the other people doing this? Where are the other people that I can like learn from or like run some ad ideas by? And like just finding SMU, I'm like, oh, this is what I needed this whole time. So like finally, like finding my little tribe and really just connecting with you. Like even though at that time, I'm sure you had no idea who I was. Like I'm like, oh my gosh, like she was a single mom too. Like she has kids. And she's not putting up all these excuses of running a multi-million dollar business. Like, and here I am thinking I'm, you know, somebody just making the little, you know, 10K months that I had, which was still good, which was still, you know, fantastic from where I was just a few months before that. But you definitely opened my eyes to just dreaming bigger, like just going way bigger and really seeing the possibility of becoming a millionaire, you know, and like really like a successful entrepreneur. Like for me, like I'm not driven just by money. Like for me, I'm driven by first like the impact and really just building that community. I have never been like a part of a community like SMU. Like you have done such an amazing job just building those like relationships and these people. Like they're truly like just, I don't even know how to say it, like so authentic. Like everybody's willing to like come together and help each other. Like there's no stupid questions being asked, and even if like they are or whatever, but like people just are willing to help. And I've never been a part, like I've always been part of like communities where like, oh, I know the secret, but you got to pay me $500 to like, you know, find out first. And here, like I can honestly say like SMU has been the smallest investment I ever made with like the biggest ROI, which is crazy.
Like, what can a dollar buy? I always think this is the funniest thing. I like wish I could get everyone in the whole world to realize like $1, just $1. Like, what you can't even get like a Big Mac for a dollar anymore. There's tax, you know? So it's like, but
Yeah, exactly.
you've grown so much. And one of the things that I think is really cool about like your journey and your story is that you haven't from a very early time, you were able to bring in a team and build a business that fits your lifestyle. Now, if you do not follow Val, you need to, because how many times have you been to Disney in the last, what, month, 6 months, year? Like, you go to Disney all the time. So, do you know how many it's been? How many times have you been? Is it like 10? She knows. She totally knows. She's like,
Guess can me or
have you been to Disney?
I mean, I go to Disney almost every day, so like it's no, like I'm, you know, I live 15 minutes down the road. Like it's just part of my lifestyle. Like I'm totally a Disney lifestyler.
Oh my gosh, that's so true. 10 maybe this month, Kelly says. What's really cool, and I don't think most people realize this, is that like you can truly build a life that you love. Like you can decide, what does my life look like? Do I want to go to Disney every day? Like, why not? I think there's so much that's taught to us in our upbringing, and we touched on this before the interview. People believe like I can't do that for some reason. It's almost like we're following this like invisible set of rules that keeps you from being happy. And what I love is that you've said, no, I'm going to be happy. I'm going to do exactly what I want. Tell me a little bit about what that looks like for you, because it's different for every single person.
Oh yeah, for sure. You know, I thought I wanted to climb up the corporate ladder when I was in, you know, in the corporate world. Like I saw, but I never really aspired to be like my bosses. Like I was aspiring to be like the CEOs of the company. I'm like, okay, like I have a long way to go, but like that's where I have like my, you know, the big dream set on. And then when I realized like I really wanted to like be my own boss, that my biggest hindrance was, you know, because I was a mom and I was limited to like literally 9 to 5, and like it was the same routine every single day. I'm like, I get that I'm making great money, but when am I going to actually live my life? Like, when can I actually enjoy the money that I'm making? Like, I'm so tired on the weekends. Like, it's just rinse and repeat every single week over and over and over again. And for me, like, excuse me. I don't know if you're like a fan of The Greatest Showman. There's like literally a 2-second clip in that movie where it shows like the masses working inside the office, and like the camera just moves over to like the graveyard. And like, that's like, that is what so many people I feel like do. And that's like my biggest fear, honestly, just like working to my death and never really getting to enjoy it. Sorry, I'm getting like my.
Just clear that, like, clear it healthy. Like,
I remember being like in my office and like looking out the window and like seeing people out there like just going for a jog or, you know, just living flexible lives, and I'm like, how can I do that? So that's when like the wheels really started turning for me. I'm like, okay, like clearly that's not possible for me in a job. And then I actually ended up having a job agreed to me working from home. So that was like the first step into like a more flexible schedule for me, like avoiding commute times, and it's just traffic here is crazy. So like that was a great opportunity to kind of transition. And then yeah, it's like, okay, who says I can't travel more or that I can't go to Disney as much as I want? And maybe for you it's not going to Disney. Maybe it's like taking a random, I don't know, road trip, or maybe it's something else. But for me, like, I definitely thrive on like experiences. Yeah. And I've just always wanted that freedom in my routine, in my daily life. So that's really where I started like reverse engineering. I'm like, okay, like I want to go to Disney 5 times a week. What do I got to do? How many clients do I need to bring in to make that happen? What kind of a team do I need to bring on to like take care of that work? Because obviously like I'm going to need help with the client work if I only want to work a certain set amount of hours, and I don't necessarily want to work 9 to 5 every single day. So I think it was just like seeing that it was possible and then just taking the action towards that.
I love it so much. Val, you're living proof that like you can design the life that you want, you know, and if you want pink hair, you can have pink hair. And I know that that sounds like such a cosmetic thing, but it's not, because it's such a big, like, it's not just Ariana Grande who can have pink hair and, you know, awesomeness in every part of her life. We can actually have that happiness if pink hair, sequins and sparkles and all of these things are what your soul like wants, you know, if it's what your soul is craving. And I love seeing it. Like, I love seeing your happiness. So I know some people watching are probably like, I got to follow this girl. I got to see her adventures in Disney. I got to see adventures of the mermaid hair. Like, what's going to happen? Val, where is the best place for people to learn more about you?
So I'm all over social media at BlairAnitXO. I just started a YouTube channel. If you want to follow me on there, I'm going to be doing a lot more like behind the scenes on there. But I think Instagram and YouTube, I think, is where I'll just be mostly active. Or you can also check out my website at valeriamead.com.
Awesome. Val, thank you so much for joining. And if you've been watching this and you're like, I got to start this journey, it's $1 to get started. You can go to www.smutrial.com and come on in, say hi to Val, say hi to me. We can't wait to see you on the inside. We'll see you all later. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
This episode of Social Media Secrets was brought to you by Social Media United, the leading online university for social media managers to learn how to gain clients, gain freedom, and gain an entire community of people who have their back. To claim your $1 trial for 7 days, go to www.smutrial.com. You won't regret it. I can't wait to see you inside. Oh,